That is the sound of the machine that counts ballots and checks signatures on a test run recently at the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office. Marcella Wozniak told KGNU that there are several services offered by the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office that will help you track your ballot through this entire system.
You can sign up for a service called Ballot Track, and that service will, you can pick, it's a free service for voters. You can pick whether you want to get notifications by email or text message or even a phone call. It's a recorded phone call, but those are your options. You can pick one, you pick all three, and that'll notify you when we've received your ballot, when we've accepted your ballot. And then what's great too is if you've been on that service, it also lets you know when your ballot's been printed and been mailed. Another great service is if you forget to sign your envelope or if there's a problem early on, like a signature discrepancy with, that your signature doesn't match or election judges don't think it's the right signature, that service too notifies you early. So you'll get, we mail letters to everyone that there's a signature discrepancy or missing signature or missing ID. There's a couple of different categories. But being on Ballot Track is a great service because it gets you notified even earlier so that you can fix that problem even sooner than normal. So that serves, if you go to our website, there's a link to sign up, and our website is bouldercountyvotes.org.
This is the first year that unaffiliated voters are able to participate in the primary elections, but you must return only one ballot. If you return two, says Wozniak, your vote will be cancelled.
There is no process. The ballots are voided. It was included with the voter instructions. We've been, along with the Secretary of State's office, have been doing a lot of outreach. Again, that's a pretty low percentage. But no, there isn't anything in law to let them re-vote their ballot once they have voted both ballots and turned those ballots in.
A big part of this process is the election judges, who help with all aspects from delivering ballots to helping with the count.
We have a number of election judges, a lot of community members that just come back and work for us every election cycle, and they're very well trained, and the more years they have with us, the better, and it's been great. There's definitely election judges that far outlast my years here with the county, and I've been here almost 5 years.
Bruce Gladstone. It's fun, and it's interesting to see all the processes, see what goes on behind the scenes, because I've done a lot of the different jobs, and I think if you don't vote, you kind of lose your right to complain about the results. You know, it's an important thing. It's an important part of democracy, the people vote, and I encourage everyone to get out there.
My name is Carol Affleck. I have worked for elections for a number of years. I work this year on the healthcare facility team, and that is so gratifying to take ballots out to elderly folks in assisted living facilities because they really appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to vote.
Referring to the healthcare facilities is service that all counties provide. We go out to the healthcare facilities where the ballots aren't delivered to individual mailboxes. It's we go and we assist, again, in election judge positions, the residents to vote.
Marcella Wozniak with the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office says that first-time voters who are not registered can go to a voter service centre and register and vote on the same day. And if you have registered but you've lost your ballot, Wozniak says you can still participate up until 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
If you have your ID on you and want to go cast a ballot, and you don't have your ballot with you, know you're a registered voter, or even if you don't know you're a registered voter, I would say go to one of our four voter service centers that day. Again, as long as you're physically in the voter service center by 7 p.m., then you can register and cast your ballot or pull up your voter record and cast your ballot, again, if you're eligible to vote in this election. And you either had to be an unaffiliated voter or register with Democratic or Republican Party. Our other parties are not holding primary elections this year. So if you're registered as a Green Party member, we don't have the change of affiliation deadline was at the end of May.